So tonight I want to talk to you a little bit about open season. Not yet, but it is. It's open season, if you didn't know. So being a hunter in Missouri typically involves the pursuit of either deer or turkey. And for those that don't hunt, we're going to talk about turkey hunting tonight. So Tom will probably enjoy this. He likes turkey. So the turkey is a very elusive creature. It has very good eyesight and hearing, which enables it to avoid the pursuit of hunters seeking to put that bird on the dinner plate. And these turkey are very cautious birds. And they will fly and they will run at the first sight of danger. They not only roost in the woods, but they also use the woods to a great advantage to stay hidden. And hunting turkey is the process of playing the female, being the temptress in hiding. You sit in camouflage clothing or in a blind, making noises as though you are a hen available for mating. And the male turkey will typically gobble to signal that he has heard your call. He hears you, and he is on his way. The turkey will also gobble at the sound of any natural noise in the woods due to his pent-up excitement that mating season is coming into full swing. And that is why many times a male turkey will gobble at the sound of an owl or crow. They're excited. Something's going on. And part of the attraction to turkey hunting is that interaction, the conversation you're having with this very elusive animal that is quickly giving way to its desire and its temptation. You see, these males are so excited to find that hen, they give no heed to the something that just doesn't sound right. And the fact that their girlfriend really is a predator. The young males known as Jake are the quickest to respond, and they show up, quickly abandoning all reason of safety, leaving the woods, crossing the clearings to find their girl. I would imagine that most male turkeys shot in the spring are the Jakes and not what we call Toms. Toms are the wise old ones, the really big birds that have survived the mating call of hunting season, and they're more cautious than the Jakes. But even Toms, even the older birds, fall prey to the enticing calls that drive their desire to a point of leaving all reasoning behind. So what do turkeys have to do with us men? Don't ask the women. What about our youth? Let's start with the youth. The children. Little chicks. What do we consider young men? For those of you who probably don't know, I used to teach boys Sunday school. I used to have first through third grade Sunday school, which is the ages 6 through 8. And while they were far from being men, I would still call them young men. Because in my eyes, I'm starting on them early to think of themselves someday as men that will make better decisions and show better judgment at a much earlier age. I hope to give them a sense of duty and purpose in their godly lives without a sense of entitlement. I make sure to always preface the word men or man with young, young men, young man. And then usually in the context that is directing or containing some kind of expectation of why I call them that. And if you think that's a little too early to refer to them in that manner, I would ask you and think about, consider how the world over the years has worked to encourage younger boys to be, quote, become active in ways they shouldn't be at ages as young as 12 and 14. And I believe we must connect with them way before the world can, to encourage and direct them in a wise pattern of behavior that will ensure a godly life at a young, young age. If the world goes at them at a young age, we should connect with them at a younger age. Younger the better. But what about the adolescents? What about the Jakes? The Jake is typically the easy picking for hunters, as they are quick to leave the safety of the woods, answer that mating call, and they just want to find their potential girlfriend. Likewise, young men are easy pickings for the world when they engage in the folly of youth, lacking sense of judgment between that which will lead to harm or that which leads to safety. A sense of judgment not only in trying to attain the attention of what I call carbon-based life forms of the female gender, But in most aspects of their life at that age, they throw judgment out the window. As an adolescent, I enjoyed engaging conversations with adults that were much older than me. This came most likely from being the child of a set of parents that had a very healthy social life, let's say. So my brother and I, as young boys, found ourselves more times in the company of adults and those activities than we did as a full family unit. And I look back and I realize a bit of that, there was good in that upbringing. It taught me to engage and converse with people much older than myself, looking for the little bits of wisdom that they have picked up over time. And in Proverbs 18:2 says, "A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion." We need to understand. Understanding brings wisdom. And I'm sure, like I was, like most teenagers, and I thought I knew all the answers. But I did know that there was no way I could understand everything on my own. And I desired the understanding and perspective of those that have lived through the same experiences at my age when they were that age. And even given this, it's still amazing. The older I get, when I look, my dad was really pretty smart. He gets smarter the older I get. And having this understanding is probably not a common approach. Most adolescents look as adults as having no clue and only seek their advice when they're forced to do so by bad circumstances. But I would encourage all young men and women to realize that God allows older men and women to prosper, not only for their personal good, but also to serve as life mentors to others, yet to learn those lessons the hard way. And have you ever heard the expression, "Go find a gray hair"? And I say that with respect. To me, it says, find an old one, a Tom. Find the Tom to seek wise counsel. Because in Job 12:12-13, it says, "Wisdom is with the aged, and understanding in length of days. With God are wisdom and might. He has counsel and understanding." So let's talk about those aged. What about our mature males? What about the men? What about the Toms? As those turkeys known as Jake survive and become wiser in age, we refer to them as Toms, the Tom turkey. When they have reached mature age and they become smarter to many predators, especially man. But Toms still end up on the dinner plate when they give in a weak moment and when they succumb to their temptations. A Tom will chase off all the Jakes, trying to remove the competition to be the top bird. But in the end, they single themselves out, making it easier for the hunter to pick them off. And in Proverbs 18:1, it says, "Whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire. He breaks out against all sound judgment." You make yourself a target. It's open season. Older men, while seasoned and wiser in age, are still subject to being bagged by Satan, the ultimate predator, the roaring lion. The goal is to survive to be a Tom, but not act like a Tom. Instead of chasing the Jakes away, so to speak, invest in them, strengthen them. The young Jakes, creating a larger flock. Increase the number of those you can be accountable to. This will help you to be mindful every day of the integrity that you possess and that integrity that can be used to influence the younger Jakes to follow. Because in Proverbs 27:17 says, "Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another." So in conclusion, when we talk about the Jakes and the younger men, the Toms and the older men, we are all in open season. Satan never stops hunting. Look at the money, the time, and the effort spent as we as hunters try and bag a turkey. And you know, man is one of the best predators on the planet. But while man can be considered one of the greatest predators, there's somebody that's greater, and that is Satan. And while turkey season only lasts about a month, which is coming up in April, Satan's open season on us turkeys is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. Season is never closed. It's always open season. The question is, do you consider yourself a Jake or a Tom? And what should you do about it? Let's pray. Dear Lord, we just thank you for your word, and we just thank you for the understanding to know that there is an open season on every single one of us. But in your word, we find wisdom, and in the body, we find the ability to be accountable and to be strengthened in your word, that we would resist the temptations, we would not give in to the follies, and we would not be bagged by Satan that looks to devour us. Just pray that you would guard our testimonies and guard our walk as we interact with others each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.